Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and I have a wonderfully packed studio this morning. If we could all go around and introduce ourselves, who do I have in the studio this morning?
You got Brent Edwards.
Phineas Edwards.
William Edwards.
Valerie Edwards.
Dave Estola. Edwards.
The one non-Edwards in the group. Wonderful. And you are all here because of a fundraiser happening on Friday, St. Baldrick's. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All here for St. Baldrick's. Wonderful. So, in a nutshell, Valerie, why don't we go, what is St. Baldrick's about?
St. Baldrick's is a very fun and important fundraiser that's put on every year to raise money for childhood cancer research.
Wonderful. And I guess the most noticeable part of the St. Baldrick's fundraiser is the bald part. You guys are all volunteering to raise money and to shave your heads. Is that, that's, you know you're shaving your head?
Yeah.
That's right.
Look, you two, William and Finn, you're like, no big deal. How many times have you guys shaved your head for St. Baldrick's?
I think this is my sixth time.
Sixth time shaving your head. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
William, what about you?
I don't know.
Probably about?
Five times?
Man, okay, so clearly you're not afraid of taking a challenge. And this is about, obviously, more than shaving your head. It's about raising money as well. So as a family, so each of you guys are actively putting in money and time to helping support childhood cancer research. So is this something where in order to participate in the head shaving, you have to raise a certain amount of money, or is it anyone who wants to try to make an impact can be a part of it? We talk about money.
Anybody can participate. You know, obviously, ultimately, it is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So we want people to raise money. But there's certainly power and solidarity in going in there and shaving your head. And Craig Warren, who couldn't join us this morning, Craig's homesick in bed, and I usually emcee the event. And if we have somebody who is willing to shave their head, we will not let it be done for free. So we generally will request that people in the audience, you know, pay for the entertainment they're receiving of seeing someone shave their head.
And so, yeah, it's live entertainment. So it happens at the Elks Lodge is the venue for this event.
They have hosted it every year, right? They're great hosts. We have a wonderful time. They're a very fun event.
And so every year, how many years now has St. Baldrick's been happening in Sitka?
This is the 14th year, correct.
Wonderful, yep. 14th year. And so over the years, about how many different participants, like this year, for example, how many different people do you have currently signing up to raise money with the promise of shaving their heads?
I just checked the website. It looks like there are 19 Sitkins shaving their heads this year.
19 Sitkins. And of course, like you're saying, sometimes you get there, you get caught up in the energy. All these people shaving their heads and you're like, you know what? I could use a haircut. So you get some live volunteers as well. So for you guys though, do you have individual goals that you're shooting for to try to money you're trying to hope to get?
$1,000.
$1,000 for each of you?
Yeah.
How are you doing so far with your fundraising?
I think I'm like $14, $15 away.
That's amazing.
Wim is like, last I saw, $60 over.
Oh my goodness. So you're getting close. So how long typically do you fundraise for? How long have you been trying to get people interested in helping you? It's as long as you have.
I think it's just been a few weeks.
Just a few.
Is that correct,
okay.
Valerie?
So $1,000 in a few weeks. That's pretty
right.
Good.
So I'm actually, this is Valerie here. I have to disclose, I'm not shaving my head.
Okay.
My role is the behind the scenes support person. So kind of helping get the social media going, helping send out reminder emails to the friends and family who participate. So we've been sending out emails and posting on Facebook for probably 2 or 3 weeks now.
Okay. To get the hype up
and remind people to make their donations.
Yeah, and social media is a great way to make donations. It's such a great tool we have now to reach out and get people engaged. And Dr. Vestola, you were saying that's typically how you do your fundraising is through social media, right? And you're a pretty high roller when
it comes to
fundraising.
I am a true believer if you ask. And, you know, it's wonderful, again, that people do it, but ultimately it's a fundraiser. And I have, you know, no qualms about asking people for funding for such a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
And if they tell me they're going to do it, I will pester them until they do. So you're going to get messages from me on Facebook. I might text you on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes if I'm just sitting and have 5 minutes between a meeting, I'll get out my phone and say, who haven't I bugged yet? Send them the link. And it's pretty relentless. But it's a cause I passionately believe in. Pediatric cancer research is really grossly underfunded, mm-hmm. as we talked about before. Yeah. It's about 4% of the country's money that goes into cancer research is for kids. Even though there is a lot of pediatric cancers, the numbers are much smaller than adult cancers, and there's not enough of them to make it profitable for drug companies. So there's, you know, consequently just not a lot of money going to it. And Baldrick's, it sounds like a silly concept, but it's, mm-hmm. it really is big money. You know, they raise almost $40 million and they fund most of the pediatric research going on in the country.
Even more so than the government?
Well, or? They're not but quite to the level of government, but they're second.
Wow.
And it's huge. Yeah. There's only been, you know, 4 new drugs approved in the last 20 years for pediatric cancer, which is really pretty remarkable that there's just not more attention to it. So
all the more reason for making a big stink about it now, of having a lot of people pitch in. And it's amazing that in a small town like Sitka, there's 19 people who are already planning on shaving their head, who are already actively raising money to help St. Baldrick's and childhood cancer mm-hmm. research. That's a pretty cool thing to do, that grassroots sort of effort. About how much money does Sitka typically raise in a year during St. Baldrick's?
On low years, you know, we're in the teens. The highest, one year we raised almost $50,000, which was pretty remarkable. That
yeah.
year we raised as much as Anchorage, which, you know, we're a little competitive too, of course.
It's when competitive definitely plays in your favor.
Yes, this is a very affirming event for me as to why I live in this community. Mm-hmm. It's a very generous place.
Yeah, and I think, Valerie, we had pulled up, I think last year was $37,000 for the community of Sitka, and nationwide was $37 million. So, I mean, $37,000 to the $37 million is a small fraction, but considering the community this size, again, Dave, I think I'm the same way of this community is really good at pulling out all the stops when it comes to helping each other and being altruistic. So this is a great opportunity for folks to do that. And if people want to learn more about how to get involved, maybe helping to volunteer, maybe they've got a salon in town who is like, I've got a spare hair trimmer to help out. Where's a good place that people can go to learn more about St. Baldrick's?
Well, people can get online and go to stbaldricks.org. That's stbaldricks, no periods, no apostrophes, .org. And there you can search for the Sitka event. It's pretty easy to find, and there's ways to just donate directly on there and to sign up to volunteer or learn more details.
Wonderful. So let's see here.
I'm going to steal your question for
yes,
a moment.
Go
I'm
going for
to ask
it.
Finn a question. Finn?
Yeah.
Could you talk about why this event is so special for you?
So when I was 4, I had a tumor in my spinal cord.
Oh my goodness.
And then, I just did the event the next year and I liked it, so I'm keeping on doing it.
Yeah, so this is something that, I mean, yeah, you're a young kid and you're like, yeah, sometimes things pop up. Weird things can happen that you don't expect, but there are other things you can do to help other people out.
Yeah.
And this is like a good opportunity to do something like that. And I mean, you got a good head of hair on you. So clearly you're good at growing hair in order to get it shaved off. And you said you've been doing this is your 6th year. So you've been
yeah.
doing it every year since you were 5.
Yeah.
That is.
Also shaving my hair off makes me a little bit faster in swimming.
Oh, there you go. See, this is where the competitive nature comes in. You're competitive when you help raise money and then it gives you an extra edge when it comes to swimming.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's awesome. Well, again, I want to get back to like the nitty-gritty details. This big event is happening at the Elks Lodge this Friday, so in 2 days, starting at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock, yeah. We generally don't kind of get things rolling for half an hour or so, and I always say it ends when all the hair has fallen. So
Wonderful. So everyone is invited into the Elks Lodge. You don't have to be a member or anything. This
no,
is
ma'am.
An open community event. And ideally, people will come with their pocketbooks with them to help inspire others to maybe take the buzz, get their hair trimmed off, add in some extra money.
That's right.
But it's a pretty fun event when I've gone. I was out of town for it last year, but years prior, it's a pretty fun atmosphere. People are pretty excited with all the money being raised, and it's high stakes when you have who might leave with no hair. It's pretty impressive. Was there any? Am I missing any last details or anything else you want to? Anyone you want to call out on air who hasn't donated that said they would? This is a great opportunity.
Even I would not stoop to that. I just want to acknowledge Craig, Craig Warren, who couldn't be here with us this morning. He's home ill, but nationwide EMS, you know, they're very giving in every community, and they're often the organizer of these events. And EMS has been, you know, intimately involved with this event since it started. And Sitka and the rest of us have joined in, and as I said, we all have our roles. It's like a little family. But I'm sure Craig would love to have been here this morning. We have our barbers every year. You have to have certified barbers to do this, and we have people, you know, who give year after year. They give their time. They shave heads, which then they won't be able to do a haircut on for months and months and months, so they're hurting their own business. But everybody gives their own way. Mm-hmm. You know, we have volunteers who come and set up the room, and, you know, the Elks is very gracious. So there's so many people who make this event what it is.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And excellent. Well, and you have got a couple days. Finn, I hope you get to your last $14 so you can make that $1,000 goal. I think you're pretty close. Hopefully you'll beat it. And I know you're Dr. Vestula, you're going to be dyeing your hair as a thank you to one of your donors. It's going to be pretty impressive to see you walking around the street tomorrow.
Yeah, the haircut will be a relief this year from whatever color hair I end up with tonight.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for coming in this morning. Thank you for your multiple shaved heads and the one you have coming up in the future. Maybe you might have to unpack the winter hats. It's definitely getting a little chilly out. You don't want to catch in a cold. But thank you all for coming in this morning. And anyone who was wanting to participate, either as a head shaver, getting their head shaved, or donating, St. Baldrick's, stbaldricks.org is the place to look it up to donate and to help volunteer. Well, we'll see you at the Elks Lodge at 6 o'clock on Friday for the main event. Thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Aaron.